daf is daf kuf zayin. Actually, I didn't even start yet. What happened there? We did start. Okay, daf kuf zayin. We're in the bottom of kuf vav amin beis. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. Mi shahalach l'medinas hayam. So the Mishnah was telling us, machlokas, this is the, remember the beginning of the parakeet introduced us to different dayanim, the two halachas and seven halachas. It was Admon and Chanan ben Avishalom. So the first halacha the Mishnah told us was Chanan held that if a person's husband goes overseas and his wife needs something to eat, so Chanan said that she has to take a shvua at the end, but no shvua in the beginning, meaning we're in the bottom of Kuvav Amar Beis. And then she has to take a shvua at the end and not the beginning, that when her husband eventually dies, she must take a shvua. When her husband dies, she wants to collect the ksuba. She needs to take a when her husband dies, she wants to collect the ksuba. She needs to take a shvua that she has not collected any money for the ksuba just yet. But only at the end you have to take a shvua. But we had that the Bnei Kohanim Gadolim argued on Chanan and said that no, we have to take a shvua both in the beginning and the end. When she wants to take mizonos in the beginning that her husband's overseas, she needs to take a shvua first that her husband didn't leave her anything. And then we had a response that Rabbi Dosa agreed to the Kohanim Gadolim that she needs to take a shvua in the beginning and the end. But then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai concluded, like Chanan, that you have to only take a shvua at the end. That's machlokas. Do you need to take two shvuas in the beginning and the end, or only shvua at the end? So Gemara now says the very last line of Kuv Vav Amar Beis, Itamar Rav Amar, going on to the top of Kuv Zayin Amar Aleph, Rav holds, Poskin mizonos le'eshes ish, and Shmuel Amar ain poskin mizonos le'eshes ish. So machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether or not you're able to, whether you give mizonos to a married woman. So it says Rashi in the top line here, poskin mizonos based in yordin l'nichse misha halach l'midinus hayam. The husband goes overseas, and he's not coming back. It's been whatever amount of time. And she says, I need food. So basin goes down on their own to his property, who poskin mizonos l'isho, and makes sure that there's food for the married woman. And Shmuel says, that's not the case. We don't do that. And then the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel himself says, Mo de li Abba, I guess a reference to Rav. Rav agrees, Bishlosh chadash marishonim, the fish ain't other maniach beto reka. So Shmuel says, Rav will agree to me that during the first 3 months from his leave, there's no mizonos to her. Because the husband's not going to leave his wife with nothing when he goes away. So we assume that he left over at least 3 months of food for her. So first 3 months, there's no food at all. The only debate is after 3 months.
Right? It says, if he went with peace, but if he were fighting and he left, so he didn't leave any mizonos.
So that's a qualification. So that's only if they, okay. Nobody says that on the side, but that's the Shonim are saying. You're saying, okay. And then the Gemara says, B'sheshamo bo shemes. And when they heard that he died, everybody agrees also that there was a machlokas. So meaning, it's only he expected to come back, and suddenly they hear that he dies. So there's no machlokas that you give her money after 3 months. So says Rashi, Bishishamo bo shemes kuyam lo pligi deposkin. Then you do give her to the mai nechasho. There's no concern of anything. Actually, let's not go through the Rashis right now. Let's not go through the Rashis. So if it's where we heard that he died, again, I think it's after 3 months, and where we heard that he died. So then we have to give her mizonos after 3 months, everybody agrees. Within 3 months, everybody agrees you don't give her mizonos. After 3 months is the machlokas, when you heard that he dies. When do they argue? Ki pligi, bishalo shamu bo shemes. If no one heard anything about him dying. So it's after 3 months now, and there's no rumors of him dying. Rav says, there, we give him what to eat, her what to eat. And Shmuel says, no, we're still concerned that, we'll see what the concerns are in a second, we do not give her what to eat. So what's the concern? Yeah.
Where does it say that the first 3 months there's no machlokas?
Yeah. That's what David was saying, must be one of the Rishonim qualify that way. The Gemara doesn't say that, but maybe one of the Rishonim. Does it say who says that?
Ritva,
okay. Yeah, I have it here also. It makes sense. If they left with Machokas and he walks over overseas, so there is a concern that he didn't leave any money.
Let's say they didn't leave a Machokas.
Right, so we're in our case right now, a regular case, he goes over to do business. Everything's fine at home, he goes over to do business. So the first 3 months, says Shmuel, at least everybody agrees you don't give her food because the husband left food for at least 3 months. The debate is after 3 months now.
No, but when we say Itmar, Rav Amar, according to Rav, you do give right away.
No, we're qualifying this statement. Shmuel says, Rav agrees to me the first 3 months you do not give her. Okay. The only time they argue is after 3 months, okay. And they hear that he dies, then Rav says you start giving her what to eat. But still, Shmuel says in such a situation, if we don't hear that she... Sorry, let's say that again.
To me, that's not...
First 3 months...
The first 3 months, they all agree that we don't give them. We don't give her.
No. Only Shmuel said that.
No, Rav says, Umodet di Ava, Shvishtach Adim Rishonim, Lefi Shein Adam Enyach Bitarei Kam.
Right, so the question is, what's it coming, when it says in the Gemara further, Bishishamal Bo Shemes, what's that coming to qualify?
Right.
When they hear that he dies, is that saying, during those three months, I think, regardless, we're not going to give her?
To me, I don't think so. I think once he dies, he dies. There's a chiyuv of giving her mezonos, whether it's what.
So you're saying there's two separate scenarios
here?
Yeah,
I think so.
Let's see. Uh-huh.
So the Bet Din gives in the first 3 months. So this is not the argument after 3 months.
When he dies. To me, when he dies.
Even when he doesn't die, poskim zonot leshetish, ushmul amar, en poskim.
Yeah, but then it says...
Modeli ava b'shlosha chodeshim rishonim.
Right.
Meaning he mean. He referred to b'shlosha chodeshim rishonim. That means that poskim did, was poskim in shlosha chodeshim rishonim. To give him a zonot. So that is...
That's according to Rav, but Rav changes his mind because Shmuel says...
Shmuel.
No, but Shmuel says, when he says Ava, is Rav. Because look how it says.
Oh, Rav Neymar. Modeli Rav.
Yeah, I think it's talking about the first 3 months. If they hear that he dies, the first 3 months they still won't give her.
No matter what.
Right.
To everybody.
Right. The debate is, if they did not hear that she died, and after 3 months, I guess, but it sounds like it's not going well.
When we hear that the Shamu Shemet, nobody argues after 3 months that we give her food. Keep pligi. When they didn't hear that she died, Rav Amar post, right? Okay, I could see that.
So we're saying again. So
I could see that. That makes sense with the previous. Yeah. So it's connected.
But I said when we say Kipligi b'shelosh shamu b'shemes, they argue when she didn't hear
after 3 months.
But in even the first case, after 3 months, also we would say that.
Right. Right. So it's just adding that if he died, everybody agrees that after 3 months, even Shmuel would agree that after 3 months we give her.
Uh-huh, but here, when they didn't hear they died, after 3 months...
Shmuel would insist in not giving her, and Rav would insist in giving
her. Okay, so let's say it again. Within 3 months, everybody agrees, you don't pay her no matter what happens.
Right.
After 3 months, if they hear that she dies, so then everybody agrees you do give her. After 3 months, and they don't hear that she dies, and he dies, then that's the machlokas. Okay, good. So let's read the Gemara again. Keep pligi. When did they argue? B'shelosh shamu b'shemes. When they didn't hear, he died. Rav Amar Poskin to Hamishabila, you have to give her the money because he has a requirement to Sheba to support his wife and give her mezonos. But Shmuel Amar Ain Poskin, we do not give her money, even in the case it's been 3 months, he hasn't returned. We haven't heard anything about him. So we can't do anything. My time, Rav Zvid Amar Ema Sari Tatafsi. Maybe he gave her a big pouch of money, a wad of cash, to take care of herself, and she's hiding it, and she's going to take more than she's supposed to be taking. That's Rav Zvid's concern. And Rav Papa says the concern is different. Rav Papa Amar Cheshin and Shema Amar La Tzi Ma'isi Adecha B'Vinzonoseich. Maybe the husband said to her, you know, go work on your own and be self-sufficient. I'm not supporting you at all. So she's going to say, I have no money left here. And she's going to go ahead and take the mezonos. But she has no right to collect the mezonos. The only time she gets mezonos, if she does Ma'isi Adecha for him. But they already made a deal that you work on your own and you're going to support yourself. So she has no right to collect any mezonos. So either because of Rav Zvid, because Shara Atafse, maybe she's holding a wad of cash that he gave her, or maybe she's supposed to be working on her own and she has no right to collect mezonos at all. Mai Benai, what's the nafkamim between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa? Ike Benai Gedola Vlo Safka. If she's a Gedola, but she's not does not have enough money. Let's look at Rashi for that explanation. Rashi says, Ike Benai Gedola Haruya Lahatvisa Maus. Losafka mezonos, she's able to support and make money, but she's not able to get enough mezonos b'maisi adeh. She's not getting a good enough paid salary. Shehein shnei b'tzaros, it was either a year of famine, or shehein b'alas melach, or she's not just a very good worker, and she doesn't make a lot of money. She's not a good salesman. The tzari iklamecha, she's still concerned there that maybe the husband gave her a wad of cash. But to say that he said to her, go work on your own, she's not a person who works, so because it's a year that's a very difficult year to make money, so we're not concerned that he made such a deal with her. But if it's about an issue of maybe giving her some money to hold off on, there is a concern still. So in this scenario, according to Rapapa, we would allow her to take mizonos because she's not a worker, so we don't assume the husband told her to go work on your own and be self-sufficient. But according to Rav Zvi, where there's a concern that maybe he left her a lot of money, then there still is a concern, even by a very weak type of woman. Another nafkamina is, the Gemara says, inami kitana v'svaka sveka, if she's a katana and she's able to make enough money. So Rashi explains here, ikinami katana ubailas mlacha vashanam kitiknam. She's a hard worker, even though she's little, she's a hard worker, and there's a good year to make money. So there's a concern that maybe he said there, go off and work on your own. So Rashi explains the next one, usveika l'rav zvid poskin dilo avid inish dimet pitsara l'katana. There's no concern that he left over money to her, because no one leaves over katana a wad of cash like that. So there's no concern she's hiding some money. According to Rav Zid, you could take the mizonos. But according to her papa, where she's a very strong-minded, a hard worker, so maybe it's possible that her husband said, listen, you're a pretty good worker, go work on your own, make your own money. And there would be a concern, according to her papa, and she shouldn't be able to take the mizonos. So again, just to recap what we just saw, the first 3 months, everyone agrees there's no money. After 3 months, if they heard that he died, everyone agrees she does get money. But if it's after 3 months and there's no rumors of him dying, that's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says after 3 months you do pay her. Shmuel says you don't pay her, either because we're concerned he left over a wad of cash with her, or because he said to her, go work on your own, make your own money. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, our very Mishnah we just spoke of in the beginning here, Tanan. Misha halacha medinas hayam, a husband goes overseas. The ishto tavas mizonos, and the wife is claiming some mizonos. So what's halacha? So Chanan Amar tishba b'sof lo tishba b'ketchila. Like we saw, they only take a shvua at the end. If the husband turns out that he died, you take a shvua before collecting the ksuba, but you don't take a shvua in the beginning when you start collecting your mizonos. V'nechalku alav b'nei kanim gedolim v'amru tishba b'ketchila u'b'sof. They say no, you're supposed to take a shvua in the beginning when you collect mizonos, and at the end when you're collecting the ksuba. If he dies or when he dies, you take another shvua. So ad kan lo pligi elal in shvua. The only machlokas is about what shvua to take. Aval mizone yohavni la. But everyone agrees if she's being tovea mizonos, everybody agrees, Chanan and the Kohen Gadolim agree that she takes the mizonos. So this seems to support the opinion of Rav. Now we don't know exactly the case just yet.
He doesn't say that he died.
Right, we have no rumors that he died or not.
No.
So the Gemara sounds like even if he didn't die. So this might be a steer against both opinions. No, sorry.
According to
we're assuming right now that there's no rumors that he died, yet we still see you pay money after 3 months.
Right,
it's a steer.
It's just talking about whether she swears or not, but nobody says that she cannot get it.
So Shmuel himself answers, Targum HaShmuel, B'Sheshama Boshmei. So this is a scenario where they heard that he died, right. So that's why even Shmuel would agree you would pay her. Toshma, Misha Halacha Midinus Hayam, another Brisa says, the husband goes overseas, V'Isha Tavas Mizonos, the wife wants some Mizonos, B'nei Kohanim Gedolim Omrim Tishba, Chanan Amar Lo Tishba. Another machlok is about the Shvua. Vim Bav Amar Pasakti La Mizonos Neman. If he comes back and says, I already was posting her Mizonos, he is believed. Rashi explains, what does this mean? Vim Bav Amar Pasakti La Mizonos Atafsidate Sari. I left her over some money to help herself. Neman, Rashi continues to explain, he's believed with a shvua, umachzeres mashin asna la bezdin, and she has to return the extra money that Bezdin had given her, she has to owe that money back. So we see he's believed. So, let's see.
You see that you give her. You see
we
that,
don't give her.
You see that it goes according.
No, we're not supposed to.
No, unless he doesn't. If he wouldn't say that, then we give her. So
even if we give her, if you
it's say according to Rav.
Right. So according to Shmuel, we normally should not give her because there's a concern.
No, it says Harei shelo nechelku Chanan ubnei Hakohanim gedolim ela leinyan shvua. Ulam hakol modim sheposek lamezonot vezeu stira ledarat Shmuel.
Right. Exactly. It disagrees to Rav that you give. Oh, yeah. So you give her mezonos. But again, Shmuel says you don't give him mizonos. So Gemara says, Hachanami, Bishishama Boshemes. Here too also, Shmuel will explain where they heard that he died, so even Shmuel will agree that you pay her money. Vaha im Bav Amar Kamar?
Right, because he came back.
Yeah, he says Bav Amar.
So Gemara says, Im Balacha Shmuel. So they heard it wasn't true. The rumor wasn't true. Toshma mishalach midinas hayam visha tavas mizonot. Same case. He goes overseas. She wants mizonot. Vim bav amar tzi maisya deich b'mizonot seich. Rashai. And if he says to go work on your own, make your own money, he's permitted. But let's say kidmu basin upasku mashu pasku pasku. But if basin preempts this and says, you know, listen, they didn't hear anything yet from the husband, so they start giving her money. They give her mizonos, and it's going to be effective. So even though there's no rumors of him dying yet, they're allowed to give him a mizonos in accordance with the Rav against Shmuel. They heard that he died, and that's why Basin goes down, according to Shmuel, and gives him mizonos.
And then he came back.
And then he comes back and says...
Very not, plot, like, okay.
Yeah.
A little schwach, the whole answer, no, because...
I mean, this is, I don't think it's anything different than any other Gemara about making these akimtis.
Right. No,
and says the Gemara further, another brisa. Toshma, mishalach medinas hayam v'ishto tavas mezonos, based in yardin l'nechas v'zonim mefarnitz l'ishto. Ava lo levanav v'vnosav, v'lo v'davar acher. So here we say the brisa that if he goes overseas and she claims money, mezonos, we give her the mezonos, but we don't give the children, actually, and also not davar acher. The Gemara will explain what davar acher means. So here we see we give her mezonos. Explains Rav Sheshes here, Amar Rav Sheshes b'mishra es ishto al yidei shlish. Says Rashi to explain this, b'mishra isha al yidei shlish, hemid abatrapas lazona v'achshav mashach abatrapas es yada. It was where he left over to someone to oversee the property and to make sure you feed my wife, he says. Now he says, you know, I don't want to deal with this anymore, I'm not getting paid enough money, or I was doing volunteer, I don't have time for this anymore. So he pulls away. The Hashi Rashi explains, the Hashi Vade Letzari Lekal Mechash. There's no concern here of leaving over money because he left over someone to oversee the properties. We're also not concerned here that he perhaps said to her, go work on your own. Because if he said work on your own, there wouldn't be an apachapas. So since there's an apachapas here, there's no concern of either of those. So therefore, you would, even Shmuel would agree in this scenario, that you would give her mizonos. So there are two cases you could, Shmuel would agree to mizonos after 3 months. Either if there's rumors that he died, or a case like an abachapas, where that neutralizes each of those reasons, there's no concern of leaving over money for her, and there's no concern of her being self-sufficient.
He left an abachapas that he should give his wife food.
Correct.
So as she comes to bed then.
Right.
Because he pulls away. He says, I'm done with it. He walks away. The apachapas.
Oh, that's what happens. Apachapas.
So now she needs money. Okay. So the fact that he pointed to abachapas tells us he didn't trust her with a wad of cash, and he also didn't trust her to work on her own.
Yeah.
So now no one's feeding her anymore.
And the reason the Gemara doesn't say here b'shasham lo shemais pashas is because it says avol lo banav upnosav. If it was b'shasham lo shemais,
then even they would get supported.
Yeah, I mean, why would the Gemara obviously saw something not to say b'shasham lo
shemais? Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. So on that line, though, that
the ein lo marsha meduvar b'sham osh bo shemet sharev mikra kaze haya beidin zanim gamet banav upnatavak.
Right. So I think Adam wrote the article.
That's it. I always had that feeling.
Says the Gemara, Ihachi. If that's the case, Banav uvnosav nami. So if it's talking about Avachapas, so Avachapas seemingly was supporting the wife and supporting the children. So now when the Avachapas walks away, shouldn't Bezin also support the children now, just like they're supporting the wife? So the Gemara explains, no, they appointed Abachapas, he appointed Abachapas to help his wife get supported, but he did not appoint an Abachapas for his children. Children, I guess, he expected to be self-sufficient. So the Gemara explains, by Pascha, why make such a distinction? Why would a person say that his wife gets an Abachapas, but not the children? So therefore, the Gemara is not satisfied with that answer. El Amar Papa Kishishamash Boshemes. So this is the case, Beit Echad. Slightly different here. They heard that he died, but they only heard he died b'eid echad. So things are going to change. That's going to create the distinction between the wife versus the children. Okay, if there's a shmuv that he died with two eidim, so then both the wife and the children are going to be supported. But when there's only one eidim, that's going to create a chilek. What's a chilek? Again, Rapapa explains, kishashama bo shemes b'eid echad hi. Debais in suve b'eid echad matzi minsev. That if she wants to go get married, based on the testimony of one aid, as we saw in the Gemara at the end of Yivamos, one's allowed to get remarried. Therefore, since she could get married, it's enough proof from her perspective that he's dead, so therefore we could give his her mazonos as well. But from the perspective of the children, but from the children's perspective, based on one aid, they're not allowed to go down to the property and start saying, oh, he's dead, let's go start splitting on the property. We don't allow an eidecha to be trusted in that case. Eidecha is only trusted by a woman to get remarried, but not in terms of taking the Yerusha. So since from the perspective of the children, the Eidecha doesn't help them with the getting the property, then Mizona Nali Lo Yehavinu Lei, we also do not give them Mizonos either, because again, from their perspective, Eidecha is completely worthless. And now the Gemara says in the bottom, my Dover Acher, the Brisa said above, that when they appoint an Apotropos, and then Apotropos walks out, so then we do support the wife, but we don't support the children, and we also Lo Dover Acher. So what does it mean, Dover Acher? So Rashi says, Gemara rather says, Rav Chizkiya Amar Tachshit, Rav Yosef Amar Tzedakah. Rav Chizkiya says, we don't give Tachshit, seemingly we don't give a Tachshit to the wife, and the Tachshit either means fragrances or jewelry of some sort. And Rav Yosef says, Tzedakah, we don't give Tzedakah to Bnei Ir. There are certain halachas and mishnayos and babas that the Gemara's talk about, that each family had a certain requirement how much Tzedakah to give. Here, we would not take that money from the property to give to Tzedakah. That's machlokas. Rav Chisda says Tachshit, Rav Yosef says Tzedakah. That's what we don't give from the property. Mandamar, the one who says Tachshit, that you don't give Tachshit to the wife, then Kolishka and Tzedakah, then certainly you wouldn't have to give Tzedakah either.
No, it's too different in your name. It's too different in your name.
You mean you don't get the Kal V'chomer here?
Meaning, there's no money.
If we're not supporting the wife herself, who's part of the family, then certainly we're not going to take the money to give people outside the family,
think,
though.
I would think Tachshit, which is Boston, which is perfume, because her husband is not home, she shouldn't put perfumes, not regardless to Mamona.
That's talk a good question.
Well, we're saying that we're Mefarnes her, but not the kids and not Davar Acher.
Correct.
She is being Mefarnes.
But we're only performing in terms of her mizonos, but not in terms of her tachshit.
Correct.
So the initial Kal V'chomer, David has a great question. Before we get to his question, the initial Kal V'chomer is, if we're not supporting her, even though it's tachshit, we're not supporting her, then certainly we're not going, for her tachshit at least, we're not helping her with that.
Right.
Then we're not going to help tzedakah either from people outside. David's pointing out that, wait a second, but this is a fragrance which seemingly would only be for her husband. Her husband's not around. Why would we give her tachshit? That's number one. Number two is, one could also distinguish, tachshit's not a need for her. So tzedakah is a need. So yes, she's closer to the money, she's a part of the family, but there's no need for that, especially when the husband's at home. I think that's a great question. Let's see.
Maybe she didn't take showers.
And she just used some fragrances
like
too.
French in the old day.
Uh-huh, okay, I'm not familiar. But, not seeing anything here, anything in the art scrolls about this. It's a great question. Why would she wear fragrances? Just to highlight the point further, by the way, it's brought down in Pisrei Chuvos on Hilchas Yud. Wait, hold on. In Hilchas Nida, it's brought down. Yeah. And why will? Okay, great. Okay. No, then why doesn't answer this question? I don't think so. We'll read it, but I don't think it's going to answer the question. But Mandama Tzedakah, the one who thinks that you don't give Tzedakah, Aval Tachshi Yahavin Alai, but we do give her Tachshi, we do give her fragrances, Delo Nichalei de Tinaval. He doesn't want her to become disgusting.
Right.
So that's why we give her tachshit.
Even when he's at home. Right,
even when he's at home.
Right.
Like, he likes her.
Uh-huh. So if we give her tachshit, I mean, he wants her to have look presentable, even though...
be able to walk around and be able to...
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh, that's my wife, you know. No one should think
bad. Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Like we said before, that when somebody's around, he didn't want his wife to be asking for mizonos, remember?
Right, to bizayons. Disgrace or something. Okay. So it says the Gemara further now. Toshma, two lines down. Hayivama shlosha chadashim harishonim nizones mishel baila. So the Yivama, her husband dies, she has no children, she's waiting for the Yavam to make a decision, do chalitza, to do yibum. The first 3 months of her waiting period, she gets supported from her husband's property. Mikam v'elach, thereafter, eino nizones lo mishel baila, lo mishel yavam. If afterwards, 3 months pass, she does not get supported not from her husband's property, nor from her Yavam to be's property. Amr Bedin, Baruch. But let's say Amr Bedin, he goes to Bezda, makes a decision, and he either says, let's get married, or let's have Chalitza. He makes that decision, but before acting on it, Baruch, he runs away. So now, since he made a decision in the Yavam, even though he didn't act upon it, Nizonos Michel Yavam. Now the Yavam has a responsibility to support her until he acts, either if he marries her, so then he has a husband, he's a husband, has to, and if he does Chalitza, he's exempt from having to support her, but till he actually does the Chalitza, then he has to support her. So what's the shaila here? So the first 3 months, we're supporting her, though. We said above...
No, I think it's the contrary. I think it's after the 3 months, we are giving her mezonos from the Yavam. Why should we, if according to Shmuel, anyways, even if it would be the husband, you wouldn't?
The reason why we supported her for the first 3 months is because the husband died. So he didn't leave any money over or anything like that. But after 3 months, so that we put the responsibility on the Yavam. So why are we doing that? So so why are we making them support? So explain the Gemara, Amar lecha Shmuel, lemai nechash. What's the concern here? La. If we're concerned that maybe she was given this wad of cash and she's hiding it and saying I need mezonos, well, they were never mekarv data. They never married each other yet. So the Yavam wouldn't leave her with money just like that and trust her with the money to support herself. So there's no concern that the Yavam left her over. And imishim ma'isi adel, if it's because her ma'isi adel, he said to her, go work on your own, lo mishabilei, there's no shibud here at all to have such a relationship. They're not married for him to say, I'm not giving you mezonos to work on your own, make your own mezonos. That relationship never existed. They never got married. So neither of those concerns are there. She needs to be supported. It's the Yavam's responsibility to support her at this point. So therefore, we do trust her, even according to Shmuel, to start supporting her from the property of the Yavam after 3 months. Gemara now brings another brisa, Tashma, Haisha Shehalcha Hi Ubail Medinas Yam. This time they both go overseas together. Ubas Vamar, and she returns back alone and says, Mes Bali, my husband died. Ratsa Nizonas Ratsa Govim Ksuvasa. She could collect her ksuba, she could collect the Nizonas. That's Halacha. So then says Rashi, then says Girshani Bali, if she says that my husband divorced me, Ms. Parnesses v'holechas ad kidei ksuvasa. She's only able to collect until the amount of the ksuba. The ksuba, let's say, is $200. She could collect only mezonos of the $200. So what's the shaila here? So Rashi says, let's look at Rashi, Ratsa nizones. Sha'isha nemenes lomar meis bali v'tinase. She's believed to say that her husband dies and she could get remarried. Ukshem shenemenes linase kach nemenes litol ksuvasa. Just like she's believed to say her husband died, that she could get remarried, she's also believed to say the husband died, she now collects the ksuba. Okay. Now then Rashi says, Ms. Parnesses v'olechas, if she says that she got divorced, she could collect the money from the property only up until the threshold is the ksuba. Ksuba lo gavir, she cannot collect the ksuba itself, shema lo gersha, maybe they never got divorced. We never believed her with respect to Gerishin. Aval mizone yahavnulei, but we can give her mizonos. Upipiron ksuba mimanafshach. And as the value of the ksuba. Because in Gerish, if she really got divorced, already not lost the ksuba. So she collected the ksuba in terms of the mizonos. That's how she collected the amount of the ksuba. Vimlav, if she wasn't divorced, harehu chayb mizonos, she gets the mizonos. But since she claimed that she's divorced, it's the threshold is at the ksuba amount. So what's the kasha here though? Kashi is here that Shmuel, according to Shmuel, the question against Shmuel, that we see that she's going to be supported here. Why don't we say not to give her money? Maybe there's a concern that he gave her money. Maybe there's a concern that he told her to go work on your own. So explain the Gemara, Hachanami, Kishishamo, Bo Shames. Where they heard, not only did she claim, but they actually heard also that he died.
The whole reason is, the question is that since we're saying that if she says Gershena Barley, she can be fed, unless we agree that she can have mezonos when the husband is not there, we will ask maybe, we would be doubtful and say maybe he didn't divorce her.
Because we don't trust her by Gershon in general.
Right.
So why would we... So
the fact that she can eat after her ksuba is because it's a proof, because otherwise the Gemara said no, she cannot eat because maybe he didn't divorce her.
Right. So we see. So it's a question for Shmuel.
Yes.
So,
I thought the question was coming from the ratio that we said it should halcha hiu balam b'nisayam that she gets.
Here's it mehorach harona shelavraita sheisha shelach bala lemidat hayam poskim la mezonot ve'arei zu stira ledat Shmuel. And here it says sheim lo ken hayalanu lachshos shema lo nitgarsha ve'do nifsok la mezonot klal.
But that's only in the case in Girshani Bali.
Right. It seems from article that it goes. The question is on the safe.
On the safe.
Yeah.
So we didn't see that Rav and Shmuel argued by the case of Shitani's Gershani.
No. But what's saying is the fact that Shitani's Gershani, and
from that you can understand.
We believe her, is because even if she wouldn't be Tanit Gershani, we would still feed her. Otherwise, we shouldn't be feeding her because we don't believe her. Why should she? Why should she have any benefit of being fed if she does a Tanit of Gershani if we don't believe her saying Gershani? Because in general, we don't believe the woman saying
Gershani. But only through Tana Kazot, you give it to her.
Only
even
if
she
be believed by case of...
The fact that we believe her in this case to give her mezonos and share Gershani is because even if she wouldn't say Gershani, she would also have mezonos.
She gets it after 3 months, whenever the bottle is gone.
Because otherwise, we say we don't believe her Gershani. So what, you know? So why should we make a difference here?
So the fact should anyways get mezonos is what gives us reason to feed her with Gitanis Gershani.
Right. That's what it seems that the
why can't you just ask from the first part of the brisa?
Which would be what?
First half of the bride, so that she went with her husband to Medinas Yam and comes back. I guess in that case...
No, because Met, we believe her. Because since she can get married...
But only by the Ksuba, we
believe her.
We
also
believe
her to be fed.
But not for the Mezonos, yeah?
No, it's like just saying it's like Eid Echad.
Right.
To the amount of the Ketuba.
No, because it's Kalva Chomer.
Not for the Reish, not only the Sefer.
We also for sure let her be...
We already saw that with Eid Echad, that once works for one, works for the other.
Right.
So that wouldn't
have been the ratio is also
no limit for the ratio. So that's a question. So again, in the case of Gershani, which she says I got divorced, we give her up to the mezonos up until the amount of the ksuba. Why do we believe her at all by Gershani? Why do we pay her anything? So it must be that in general we believe her. We are able to give her mezonos in general. Just by Gershani, there's a certain threshold. That we'll see in a second why that's the threshold. So the Gemara says here, it's where they heard that she died. Since they heard she died, even Shmuel will agree you could support after 3 months. Well, if you're supposed to support after 3 months, so why is there a threshold? And the Gemara, she caused her own loss to herself. If it's a regular case where she's claiming mezonos, and then they heard she died, you give her mezonos forever. But since she says that I got divorced, so she'd lose out on mezonos anymore. The husband's not responsible for giving mezonos anymore, so the threshold ends up being for the amount of the ksuba only.
It's interesting. Here it says, "V'af shelinyan halde hinaser liachar velitok tevata en hinemenet lomar shenitgarsha mikol makom linyan mezonot hinemenet mishum shehodat baldin kemiyadim dam."
That's the svar being used.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she's stuck. She can't. I mean, you don't believe her to get married, but she also doesn't get mezon.
Right. She lost herself. It's her own fault. Fine. Says the Gemara now. Another Tashma. Ketad amu memenes ein lamezonos. So what's this going on in this case here?
She probably learned the halacha and she
wants. Ba ushma. Okay. Is a mikra amru chamim she memenes.
Okay. So what's the situation when Misha taught us that memenes ein lamezonos, that she opts out of the marriage when she's again memenes just to remind themselves again a katana. Who has no father, Yosoma, she gets married off by her mother and brothers, and she says, you know what, I'm not interested in staying married, she walks away. So, Ketzad Amu Memenes Ein La Mizonos. Yata Yachal Amar Biyosheves Tachas Baila Shari Ba'alecha B'Mizonos. It can't be a situation where she's still sitting with the husband, living with the husband, because then her husband's Chayv in the Mizonos. So, I'm not sure why they would suggest that, because that if she's sitting with the husband anymore, that wouldn't be Mian. Okay, let's see. So it must be a case, Ella Kigon Shahalach Baila Lumedina Sayam. So where the husband went overseas. Love Sava Achla Amda Umiana. So she borrowed and she ate and she stood up literally and she opted out.
Where is it?
It's going back to the mission of Kuf Amin Beis. Mission Kuf Amin Beis. Remember the bottom of the Mishnah that had three cases, a Memenes, a Shnia, and a Eilenes? They don't get Ksuba, they don't get Peres, they don't get Mezonos. Uh-huh. So there's this Bryce that the Gemara quotes, just explaining what's the situation of the Miyun not getting Mezonos. That Mishnah all the way in the bottom? Uh-huh. Right, so the Gemara wants to know, so what's the case of the Memenes who doesn't get Mezonos? So now the Gemara is providing the Brisa for us. And the Brisa again explains, Ketad Amu Mamenes Ein La Mizonos. What's the case if she doesn't get Mizonos? So, Yata Yachal Amar B'Yosheves Tachas Baila. Can't be where the husband's still around. Since she's able to, it's not talking about a case where she actually did do Mian. It's where she's able to do Mian. It's another way of saying a Yosoma who's married who can do Mian. Since she's able to, if she's sitting with her husband, they're living together, he's responsible. So, Rei Baila Chayav Mizonos. He has to pay her. So Ella must be a case. He went overseas. Love says she borrowed money. And she borrowed money in order to eat. And then she opted out. So,
why can't you just say that she wasn't mamenes? I don't understand.
Well, if she mamenes, then it's obvious she doesn't get mazonos anymore. She's walked out of the marriage, so there's no responsibility of the husband. The question is, we want to know, when is a case where she does mamenes, but she wants to claim what she was paid before, the mazonos she was owed during the marriage. She has no claim.
The Gemara just brings a list of what
Gemara said mamenes. The Mishnah said mamenes ain't lo mazonos. So what's the case where she gets no mazonos?
The question is, if she borrowed money, if she borrowed money while she was not there, and then he doesn't need to pay back because she was mamenes.
Exactly. So again, but they were married at the time when she borrowed money. Yeah. And she borrowed money.
Is
he
responsible or not?
Exactly. Then she opts out of the marriage. Now, Lemafreya, could she collect the money? If they were living together when she, you know, when they, he was supporting her, they're living together. So then he's responsible to pay for it when he's there currently in the house. And let's say she, for whatever reason, had to borrow money while he was there, and then does mean he would have to pay her back. But if he goes overseas, where seemingly there's no responsibility when he's overseas, so she has to go work on her own, then she opts out and wants to claim the money that she was being used during from his mizonos while he was away, that the Gemara says she has no claim on. So the Gemara explains, time of dimiana. Only because she did mian does she lose out on those mizonos when he was overseas. But if she never did mean, she stayed married to him, she would get the mizonos. So you see that Shmuel, according to Shmuel, gets a kasha the Shmuel, that you do get mizonos. So Amalecha Shmuel, Shmuel says, what's the concern here? Her husband won't leave over katana, a lot of money left over. So there's no concern from that end. Typically speaking, a woman is not able to create enough business for herself, so that unlikely that a husband will say that. Now it's a kasha because we said earlier we had such a nafkamina about a ketana visapka that she was able to, but I guess in the general case, it wouldn't be the case that she has enough to support herself. So in the case of Yisoma, a miyun, he would be responsible to pay when he goes overseas, even according to Shmuel. So there's another exception which Shmuel agrees to. At the end of the day, my havalah. What's the bottom line here between Rav and Shmuel? Do you have to pay after 3 months or not have to pay after 3 months? So the Gemara says, Ki Asa Rav Dimi, right? Another Rav Dimi. Right? How many do we have now? 15 of these? So Amar Maisa Balafnei Rebbe Bebeis Sharim. There's Maisa that came to Rebbe in Beis Sharim. Now we should remember Beis Sharim. That was Rebbe. The story of Rebbe was a few days ago. That's where he was buried in, was it Sipori? And he's also in Beis Sharim. That's where right? So Rebbe in Beis Sharim. Who Pasuk La Mizonos in there, he's Pasuk Mizonos Lefnei Rebbe Pasuk La Mizonos. He decided that she gets Mizonos in accordance with Rav. Lefnei Rebbe Shmuel, but Sipori, Velo Pasuk La Mizonos, but he went to Rebbe Shmuel, and he was not posting Mizonos to her. So Tai Bar Rebbe Yochan. Rebbe Yochan was wondering what exactly is going on here. Why Rabbi Shmuel seem to paskin that she doesn't get mazonos? The only debate in the Mishnah is about whether you take a shvuah in the beginning or not. About mazonah, you have to let. But Rabbi Yochanan says everyone agrees that you certainly give her mazonos when she asks for it. So Amalei Rav Shemin Bar Abba B'Kfar Tagmar Rabbeinu Shmuel B'Bavel. He already explained. Shmuel and Bavel explained to us Kishashema Bo Shemes. When they heard, our Mishnah is talking about a case where they heard that he died, then everybody agrees she gets mizonos, and the only debate's about Shvuah. But our scenario that Rabbi Shmuel is dealing with in Tzipori was a case where they did not hear that he died, in which case Shmuel paskins there is no mizonos for the Eishes Ish. So Amalei, Pasrisu ba Kulihai. So what does that mean? Pasrisu ba Kulihai. That's right. Such a dochak answer to say that our Mishnah is the only situation where it was they heard that he died. I'm not sure why there's any more dochak than other okimtas that we make, but that's the initial response. And Kiyasa Rabin, when Rabin came along, Amar Ma'isa Balafanei Rabbi Bibei Sharim Velo Pasuk Lamazonos. Everything was switched around now.
Meaning, it's not that he didn't go. It means that he feels that he cannot even.
It's not the Pashup Shah of the Mishnah.
Right.
But why is this any less Pashup Shah than any other time we make a while? This is not even so wild to say that they heard he died. That's not a wild Okimta. I'm not sure why this is difficult. Then Kiyasa Rabin. Now when Rabin came, Amar, he had a different version of the stories. He said, Maisa balifnei Rebbe bebeis sharim velo pasuk lamazonos. He paskin that the woman does not get mazonos, as opposed to lifnei Rebbe Yishmal bitzipuri pasuk lamazonos, where she does get mazonos. So we switched that around the opinions. And Amar Rebbe Yochanan, now he attacks Rebbe, because according to this version, Rebbe was the one who says she doesn't get mazonos. So Amar Rebbe Yochanan, ma rab Rebbe shelo pasuk la. The only debate in the Mishnah, like we just saw, is only with respect to saying a Shavuah. But everybody agrees she certainly gets Mizonos, so why did Rebbe Paskin there's no Mizonos? Same thing, Amar Le Rebbe Shemin Bar Abba, Kvar Targum Shmuel Bavavil, Kishashamu Boshemes. Our Mishnah is a case where they heard that he died, so then everybody, even Shmuel, would hold that she gets Mizonos. But in a case where they never heard that she died, that would be the debate of Rav and Shmuel. Amrilei, Rabbi Yochanan's response to this was, Pasrisa Bakuli Ha, you had such a dacha kokimda to the Mishnah, unlikely that that's the case. Our Mishnah is even in a scenario where they did not hear that she died, yet the Mishnah still paskins, according to everybody, that you get Mizonos. What's the bottom line here? The Hilchasa Kavasi Dirav, who poskim Mizonos to Eshes Ish. The lach is, like Rav, that we do give in Eshes Ish Mizonos after 3 months. The Hilchasa Kavasi Dirav Huna Amarav, the Rav Huna Amarav. Yeah, now this is going back to something we saw a long, long time ago. Once we're saying halachas, we're going to list the other halachas. What did he hold? That yichola isha shetemar lebaila eina nizones ve'eini ose. That a husband, a wife rather, could say, you know what, I don't want you to support me, I'm going to do my own work here. So that's, even though we haven't seen this in a while, that's the bottom line here. V'hilchsa kevasei d'rav zvid. We also hold like Rav Zvid, b'kunyu, with respect to kunyu. What's kunyu? Tamar Rav Zvid, honey money de kunya, chiari, vochme shari, yaruk yu aser. Talking about different types of glass, I think, right? White glass and let's see, Rashi explains. See, money kid de kunya is kli cheresh, shemachapin alem, oferes, like you just said.
Oferes is what? Is it ceramic or what?
I don't know.
No, oferes, it's a metal.
Metal?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's in English.
Okay, what does that say there, what it is?
Earthenware vessels glazed with molten lead.
Uh-huh, okay.
Lead.
Lead. Yeah, lead is metal, yeah.
And it creates, it gives you brain damage, so.
Okay. if it's in your paint, yeah. Okay, so Rashi says, Yeruki Asuri, Lenin Chametz Pesach V'Giuli Ovdei Kochavim V'Yai Nesach. So it's talking about certain things. Klei Cheres, the Torah tells us, you cannot kasher Klei Cheres if it was used by something like Treif, V'Yai Nesach, which is Asur, or something Treif. So, or chametz and pesach, you cannot remove it from the klei cheres.
You can never.
Correct. So, different types of, depending how it was glazed, sometimes the glaze will be make the metal protect the klei cheres. So, the metal will be, that's a certain thing that it will only go into the metal, but it won't go beyond into the klei cheres. So, it depends what type of klei cheres we're dealing with here. So, if it's a yerokai, if it's, I guess, a green type of lead. So then it's aser, the food, the blios, will enter in even to the klecheres, and you can never extract it from that. As opposed to if it was chiori or okmi, chiori is white, I think okmi is red.
Black.
Okmi is black, yeah. So chiori is white?
Chiori is white.
So chiori is white, okmi is black, okay, I think you're right, black. That's permitted, that type of lead, so I guess that Rashi explained, chiori shari lefisha oferes machlik is acheres. The lead will smoothen the clay charis, the earthenware, and will not allow anything to go into the clay charis. Vahirokim, the green type of lead, ma'ur of trif shakorin alum, aluminum maybe, has mixed with other types of metals, materials, besochal ferris, but who as it's very strong, mechala, it's a charis of bolea, it somehow allows the blios to penetrate into the walls of the clay charis and not able, once there's iser in the walls, you can never extract it from the walls. Depending on what kind of metal is being used, that tells us whether you could kasher or not. That's Rav Zvid. And finally, the Gemara says, "Velo amrin elo deles ba kurtvini." There's only one that's no kurt kartufani, for isbu kartufani asiri. What's kartufani? Rashi is a bikui. There are no cracks. If there are cracks, so then even the black and white lead will allow for blios to cut through the metal. But if it's completely smooth and no holes, then that will completely shield the klicheres and would be mutter to be used and kashered for Pesach, Yai Nesach, and other trefes. Okay. Shkoyach.
We're not going to be...
Too much time, yeah.
We're not going to be learning...
The Mishnah, it,
no? No, tomorrow is showed up.
So tomorrow is Thursday.
Yeah.
And we're going to do tomorrow all the Tosos.
We can do Tosos if you want on the side. Any Tosos to do here?
I would do something else.
See?
We're not going to be learning the most important daf in all of Ksuvos together. Or maybe you will, I don't know.
Which one? The last one.
Gemol Shavuos, the Satmarov's source for his whole sheet on Eretz.